who are blind, have low vision, or have another print disability which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from today's newspaper, comics, and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. We begin, as always, on this Sunday, December 7th, 2025, with the Family Circus. Jeffy's in bed. Listen, it's snowing. It's another panel. Jeffy walks in. I heard somebody smoothing ice cream. He looks at his door. Tell Billy to stop breathing so loud. What did you whisper to Daddy about my Christmas present? The clock ticking in the living room is keeping me awake. His mom walks in. I've been calling you for 10 minutes. I didn't hear you, Mommy. Blondie. Dagwood's at Jim's gym.
Okay, let's get you pumped up for the main event, says his trainer.
Bring it on.
These extreme exercises will equip you the power squeeze.
You think I'll be ready in time?
He's lifting some weights. Maybe you've given me 210% on those bicep curls. As he's running on the treadmill. 10-15 more minutes to go the distance. As Dagwood's shopping with Blondie, he's covered with boxes and bags.
Are you sure you can keep going, dear? Bring it on, honey. This year I'm ready for you.
Sits. Jeremy and Pierce are walking. They see a bunch of what looks like kids.
Is it just me, or do the freshmen look younger every year?
Not just you.
Okay, boomers, says one of the freshmen.
Bill Bailey. Troops are at mass. We are so grateful that the general has graced us with his presence today, says the Reverend. Let us all join in prayer. I wish him well, good fortune during his well-deserved leisure time. Dear Lord, General goes, make it quick. My tea time is in half an hour.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis and Joey walk in.
Dad, Mr. Wilson won't give me my football back.
Oh, is that so? We'll just see about this. He's gone too far this time.
As we come across Mr. Wilson's broken window.
Looking for something?
Mutz. You see Earl and his owner. They see some penguins and a polar bear.
Okay, Earl, I think we walked enough.
Hager the Horrible.
Hager and his men find shore.
We need to find a place to sleep. That gully is perfect. We'll be out of sight.
Forget that. I have family in this village who'd love to put us up for the night.
It's Ulrich's Lux Hotel.
It's good to see you, Uncle Ulrich.
So happy to have your business, nephew. Meet us at the gully in the morning, as the prices are 100, 200, or 300 a night.
Hi, Lois. Lois says to that deal.
I think we accomplished today's shopping goal. Where did your father go with Trixie?
I haven't seen him for a while. There they are.
Where have you been all this time?
Going up and down.
She thinks it's a roller coaster. They're on the escalator at the mall.
Rhymes with orange.
We see the North Pole senior living up some elves. They have candy cane canes and walkers and wheelchairs.
Sarah really thought of everything. Not the shower safety bar. Happy retire, Mint.
Break of day. We see some heathers. A man's giving his presentation. He's sweating. It's the annual heather convention.
I appreciate the warm welcome.
And Snuffy Smith.
The sheriff. These Snuffy and Joey's walking away.
Enjoy your stay, recidivist. There he goes with his old big old $3 words.
It just means you've been here a few times before, Smith. You're a repeat offender. A regular customer. A frequent flyer.
Audacious. What do I get for perks and loyalty?